Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
After 4 months and nearly 2,000 bills, the moment anticipated by legislators, staff, and lobbyists alike came yesterday at about 1:30 in the afternoon.
Majority Leader McGilvray.
Mr. President, I move to sign and die.
I've heard the motion to sign and die. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, we'll go to the board. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, record the vote.
Mr. President, 36 senators of aye, 14 have voted no.
With 36 voting yes and 14 voting no, the motion of sine die, the 69th legislative session has passed. And we are adjourned.
And with that, the 69th legislative session gabbled to a close. The House adjourned about an hour before the Senate, and for us, it was a nail-biter right up to the end. In 2017, one of our priority school choice bills was the third to the last bill to pass before adjournment. This session, we cut it even closer when another one of our priority bills, House Bill 682, the Detransitioners Bill of Rights, was the very last bill to pass before the motion to adjourn sine die.
House Bill 682, I've been read through several times. Question is, should the bill be passed by the Senate? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, Secretary, record the vote.
Mr. President, 32 senators voted aye, 18 have voted no.
With 32 voting yes and 18 voting no, House Bill 682 has passed the Senate.
That is all, Mr. President.
For us, the session was bittersweet. Our government affairs team was in the Capitol every day making sure that the good bills passed and the bad bills died. Among the good bills were the definition of sex from a biological rather than a feelings-based perspective, a bill to protect women and girls in private spaces from intrusion by men who claim to be women, the protection of female athletes from unfair competition by men claiming to be women, bills to enhance parental rights, protect pregnancy care centers, and protect the sanctity of churches from government intrusion. There were several to protect free speech and to protect people with deeply held religious beliefs from discrimination by financial institutions and adoption and foster care services, a growing problem in the United States. With the adjournment of the legislative session, our team will now shift focus from legislation to litigation, as many of our good bills will be challenged in court. It's frustrating that the courts act as a liberal backstop to nullify solid conservative bills, but that's the reality. And the great disappointment of this session, in our opinion, was the failure of the legislature to pass meaningful judicial reform. That said, just like farmers, we're ever the eternal optimists, and there's always next session. On a programming note, with the adjournment of the legislature, we'll revert to our normal once-a-week broadcast beginning next Friday. And with that, the last taillight of the last legislator's car has disappeared over the hill heading out of Helena. Sleep well, Montana. You're safe for another 2 years. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.